my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took it.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to a very powerful episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio. Radio Hate is the hatenest half hour on the internet, and tonight we're extending it by many half hours, because joining us live this evening is coveted author and journalist at the Internet Chronicle, Wild Bill Kilgore. Kilgore, how
coveted.
The hell are you?
What the hell does that mean?
Because other agencies are trying to snatch you away from us.
And, no, they aren't. That's bullshit.
We've been getting a lot of offers, and I made sure that you didn't read them. But yeah, they're looking for you. But you weren't supposed to find out this way.
How was I supposed to find out? You got a special cake with a little note in it?
The secretary has been hiding a lot of stuff from you, and you're about to find out in the coming weeks that someone was embezzling quite a bit of money coming out of the...
Well, when Raleigh takes the money, it's his money. He can't embezzle it.
He says it's the marketing team, that we spend too much on cocaine. And I say, Raleigh, it goes right up, you know?
So he's been raging around the office, going on these bullshit tirades about how he's missing money and we're spending too much of it. Yeah, right. He's the one who throws those big weekend parties every Friday, where he just, you know, it's how he keeps us hooked, I think. Otherwise,
for all that our work, all the work that we've done, all that has amounted to, is Raleigh's just a big nose that comes across our desk and...
Yeah, he comes in and takes our shit.
Yeah.
That's how he does it.
We've got all those hilarious stories laid out on the desk, and we're laughing our asses off about them, and we can't wait to go to publication with them. And who walks in? It's Raleigh Sakers. And before we've even turned those articles into money, Raleigh is already on his hands and knees sliding across the desk.
He's got these mandatory parties.
Yeah.
You know?
He's just sniffing those pages up into his face, getting high right off the material. And that costs a lot. You know, it'd be better if that money was cut with cocaine first before it got to Raleigh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
He's just snorting pure satire. Just, you guys got the rest of those funny jokes for me. Snorting and hollering and crying. Do you remember that time that we had to put him in the back of the car and drive him to a place where he could get sick for like a long time? And it was like some kind of
oh yeah he wanted to puke into a into an old shed.
Yeah, it was like a therapy, like a native therapy thing. and like we couldn't be near him.
And I don't know whose shed it was. I thought it was might have been his, like some enemy of his.
Well, he was there for a long time, and nobody heard from him for weeks.
He stayed in that shed, like just. I thought all he wanted to do was puke, but he stayed there. He just moved into the shed, and we found him there. This is how he does detox, I think, because every now and then, you and Raleigh will take a break.
Raleigh had a lot of puking to do.
He's got to lock himself in his shed, you know?
Right. And so he was sick for all that time, but then he was like mad at us because we didn't look for him. Like he, you know, we weren't supposed to be near him anyway. But he was like, "Hey, what the fuck? I thought you guys cared about me." And like, we don't.
And Dr. Troubadour was like, "Fuck him."
Yeah. And it was his idea to. I think Troubadour thought that he was gonna finally get away. That this was it. This was his moment. And you know, maybe he's like, "Yeah, the old bastard will die." Like. Whatever. And then, you know, he can write his papers freely. Yeah. He could roam freely and reproduce.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen any of Dr. Troubadour's papers published anywhere. In fact, I've only seen him speaking to reporters.
Dr. Troubs.
Where does he publish?
He mainly holds press conferences.
And I think he's kind of like hates the mainstream, lamestream science press.
Yeah. And so he likes, you know, he wants them to come to him. Why should he publish and just make them come to him and use them to publish?
God, I don't know.
Dr. Troubs has got it figured out. And, that's why he collects a handsome pay at the Internet Chronicle. We're all very happy for him. Tonight's topic is UFOs, aliens, and the extraterrestrial internet invasion, where they come in from outer space with their outer space advanced understanding of technologies and own human internet. Just from its very inception, it's already been owned. By the aliens.
And every time we talk about this, there are new consequences. For instance, the financial systems of the world are totally controlled by the aliens now, and they're able to finance SpaceX, and in fact, they're paying SpaceX to put up cars for them. Like, they wanted a car. They took that car that was supposed to go to Mars that didn't hit Mars. Well, that, of course... How hard is it to hit Mars? It's a fucking planet.
It's right there.
They missed on purpose. And that Tesla Roadster is now in the collection of the aliens.
Yeah. How fucking far away it is? No, it's right there. I can see it.
Can you imagine being the alien who's like, "Yeah, I've got a Tesla Roadster. I'm the only one who has a human car." And he's like driving it around on his planet.
We take this thing back and forth, man. We don't give a fuck. We stop at Earth. Like, what? You guys went to Earth? Like, these aliens don't give a fuck.
And that's true. Your voice you're making, where these aliens are the Hicks, that's who we're dealing with. We're not dealing with the center of the galaxy aliens who are like city slickers. No, these are Hicks who are basically just like humans. You know, we're in some backwater area, and like, "I'm gonna tell you, buddy, we went down, saw them humans, poked them, got on their internet, took over the world." But they're was fun.
Yeah, they're like hobbyists.
And they're, yeah,
maybe it's just poked in.
I think that's what I think. It could be just a handful of them who are just have a cheap little ship and like to fuck around, you know? Maybe that's all it is, and they're just
fucking around.
Maybe they're even like teenage aliens who, imagine. You've seen what teenagers can do on video games.
Yeah, these kids are zipping around.
Horrible.
Dominating galaxies. We're just doing it, man. It's just what we do. We're just doing it. Fucking aliens are in the internet because it's just fucking whatever. It's just what we do.
Now we got a call in line tonight so our listeners can call in and get the real scoop on this, but at the moment we're going to move on to a lighter story here. And disgraced comedian and convicted rapist Bill Cosby slapped across the face with a chicken patty for telling a bad joke in prison. This is on BET. So, you know, you wonder what kind of jokes he's telling as one of the world's greatest comedians that's going to get him slapped in the face, right? Maybe he told something that, upset one of his fellow prison inmates.
What did you say, Bill?
Well, let me read this story.
You wouldn't blame a victim.
Okay. Let me read this BET story. Going on 2 weeks in the slammer for assaulting Temple University employee, the 81-year-old was slapped in the face with a chicken patty.
Hilarious.
A source, an anonymous source, told BET, Mr. Cosby, maybe not BET,
Wild Bill Cosby.
Radar Online. Anonymous source told Radar Online,
Wild Bill
Mr. Cosby cracked a joke to another inmate by his infirmary, and that inmate was mad enough to take his chicken out of the bun and plunge it at him. What kind of wording is that? It's almost as if written by a Victorian person.
It's really sideways kind of writing that kind of makes me feel numb as I'm listening to it.
Mr. Cosby and the infirmary.
Dude, why are we still...
Removed
no.
his chicken from the bun.
No
and
more.
Plunged it at his...
he removed it from the bun?
Yeah, yeah. You didn't hear that? Anyway.
He's like, fuck there, this.
More,
I'm not going to hit you with the whole sandwich.
Source.
I'm just going to hit you with just the patty. What was he? What
you
did
have
he
to
want
be very
patty?
Angry to throw your meal in jail because I don't think you get seconds.
Yeah.
Mr. Cosby told us the chicken patty was the best meal he had so far. So, you know what? Maybe this whole thing was a compliment. He told such a good joke that he got an extra bit of lunch.
And he got, yeah. Thanks for the chicken patty. Wild Bill Cosby.
I mean, hell, who would think that you're in prison and suddenly you have this world's great entertainer with you every day
and
telling jokes and doing comedy routines?
Oh my god, dude. And you're paying him tribute.
Yeah, you're giving him a chicken patty for each joke.
That's it. Sick and insane. But I can understand
it's the world. Now that we've got some kind of late news out of the way, let's get back to the
meat of this.
Let's
podcast.
Get back to the extraterrestrial intelligent invasion. Internet invasion.
The invasion. Is this the apocalyptic invasion, or is this just an invasion?
No, you know, well, see, the apocalypse, I don't think that's in the cards. You know, the aliens surely are capable of it, but what's the point, right? Why would they blow it all on us, right? What they can do is sit around and force tribute out of us. In fact, all these rocket launches, what are we doing up in space? Nothing. We're sending nukes to the aliens to keep them off our back, right? They say give us 10 nukes, so we give them because they have total dominance over our financial system, internet, our airspace, our cyberspace, everywhere. They just got total dominance, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I think we should call this guy Marvin Minsky.
Who's Marvin Minsky?
He writes papers on communication with alien intelligence.
Give him a call. Dial him up. Put him on the horn.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta find out where this guy is from. Like, he's probably a professor somewhere if he's still alive.
I think he's probably in bed by now. This is a late night show.
He died a couple years ago.
Oh, well.
He's asleep. Good night, Marvin Minsky. We hardly knew ye, but he would have been the guy to call. We can't call him anymore because he's dead, so who do we turn to?
In these troubled times? We can turn to, just desperate tweets.
I like that idea. Yeah, I like the desperation. Let's find somebody on these desperate tweets that's hanging off the tit of these tweets.
All right, hashtag Taylor Swift, hashtag... it used to be Miley. You know, whatever happened to Miley? She seemed to drop off the face of the earth.
Yeah, Miley's goose Miley, is cooked.
Until Miley comes out and says she supports Trump or she supports somebody else, or the Democrats, she's irrelevant. I mean, imagine her sitting there right now thinking, well, I'm kind of a country girl, but I'm also a crazy sex slut. I don't know who, if I like Trump or not.
Yeah.
But if I come out and say I don't like him, that could upset my country fans.
Yeah. I do have a fan base, y'all. I'm not going to base it on talent.
I think entertainers should stay out of politics unless they want to get trending, which I do.
Discussing aliens and UFO and extraterrestrial invasion tonight. They're just dicking around, dude. They're like fucking annoying tourists that like poke around on shit. What's that? All right, here we go. We have a caller.
Oh dear.
Let's see here. Add to group call. Yeah, that's it. All right. Let's see here. And we have another caller. All right, we're bringing some fuckers on this line. You're on the air with Radio Hate. Who the hell are you? Who is this person? Alright.
They're just getting about that hate.
Yeah, so maybe they'll say something. Maybe they won't.
You're on air with WVU, WSUV.
AM radio. Coast to Coast AM. Hello? Alright, well, fuck it, dude. If this person talks, they talk. Maybe they're trying to get their shit together. Put on a headset or something.
Do we have another call?
Yeah. I mean, I'm answering them. Oh.
I'm just keep rolling.
This person is rolling. JK rolling. On Molly. We have,
no weed.
You're all out of weed. I'm sorry to hear that, listener. We got an extraterrestrial internet invasion. The aliens have total dominance over our cyberspace. What do you think of this?
It's a good question. And why aren't you answering his question?
Caller, you got to find somewhere
with better
service.
Why don't you get your shit together?
We can't hear a word you're saying.
We don't hear anything you're saying. And something's wrong with you.
Something interesting, and maybe I'll participate in the discussion. And until then,
are you rolling on Molly?
Gone.
Hello.
You see,
I think we've got an alien calling in. And very difficult to hear.
Does it?
Right. Phoning home to the chronicle.su.
Does it piss you off that Kilgore is so onto your shit that we know that you're dicking with the internet?
That's right. I'm QAnon.
Oh, this is QAnon.
We are all QAnon. That's just how the thing works.
Right.
Holy shit, we have QAnon on the line.
Advancing.
Are you making America great again, one advancement at a time?
No, one rape at a time.
Good God. We have a rapist on the line. A certified rapist.
No, sorry, my name isn't John Thiessen.
No,
or Bill Cosby. Now, wouldn't you be the most lucky inmate in any prison ever to share a cell with Bill Cosby?
Wild Bill.
Or would you be the least lucky? That's the question tonight.
Depends on whether he had any pudding pops.
You know, you could probably bother him about pudding pops every 5 minutes until he snapped and murdered you.
Tell us about the pudding pops. Tell us about the pudding pops, Bill, while I slap you with a fucking chicken patty.
Jesus.
Tell us about them pudding pops, Bill, while we're in the shower.
Pudding pops
chicken patty flavored Jell-O.
Look.
They're like a currency in prison, the pudding pops. But they quickly just melt away, so.
Life on the inside is hard.
You can't get bitcoins.
Yeah, I must go off in search of drugs.
Maybe Bill Cosby could help us find drugs. We should write to him in jail and ask him to help us find drugs.
You think he just sits around reading mail in jail all day?
Makes him feel better.
I bet it does. I bet they all say, "We love you.
We know you didn't do it, Bill."
And send me a signed photograph, please.
Those are the ones that mean nothing to him because he did do it.
And the prison probably lets him send you signed photographs from jail, and he just has like a booth where that's his job, and he just signs photographs all day.
Dude is like rolling in money.
You realize it's costing me like a penny a minute.
That's that's not.
Oh jeez.
I'm gonna send Bill the bill.
It's a penny a minute for a rare privilege to appear on Radio Hate. Brought to you proudly by the Internet Chronicle. Chronicle.su is the hatenest half hour on the internet.
I'll go get my Teromax, sorry, my Topamax.
This is a gratuitous product placement by the caller. And it's the kind of thing you can come to expect.
We're all hooked on Teromax.
Big Pharma's paying me to show up and promote their Topamax. Teromax.
I hope they're paying you a lot of money because I know that they're giving us quite a bit.
Joker Incorporated has.
They're sucking our dicks.
We got a big bonus from Raleigh, let's put it that way. And the Teromax is flowing. If you show up at the office,
you might
get some for free if you. Have something nice to say.
He'll slip you one.
Huh.
He'll slip you one. There you go.
Times are fat right now.
He'll be like, "Hey man, that was funny. That was real funny what you said." And then he'll slip you one. Boink. And now we're all on Teromax. And you just got to work.
So, what's up with the no writing lately there, guys? Somebody break your fingers?
It's a problem that we've been having with the publisher, where he comes in and before this stuff even gets off our desk, he's already snorting it right up his nose. And it's fucked up.
Did you hire Ron Brent? You hire Ron Brent? Oh no, he only does crack.
No, this is
this is
the good old boy himself.
Every time I turn in my story letter, he just laughs at me and puts it through the shredder without even reading it. Because that's how our creative process
is. Oh, no, that's fancy.
He says, "Raleigh won't snort this.
And he doesn't even look at it,
rips
or check it. He's like, "Trash."
Rips it up and Raleigh snorts it anyway.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Called Purple Haze.
Oh, what's the name of that Hendrix song?
Yeah.
It's a creative name. So, what happens in the mushrooms?
I haven't had time to do them yet because I'm kind of going to school. So, yeah.
You should take them at school.
So how did the chemistry classes
go? Yeah, hilarity means too, and I could, like, possibly, gonna end up with really good marks if they kicked out.
You ask about chemistry because she's on mushrooms at school?
Well, she's... you're studying chemistry, right, to become a...
You know this person?
I think this might be Spook of the Wolves.
Holy
I
shit.
I wrote about half a dozen high school exams high on LSD.
You said haikus?
We did have that comic.
High school exams.
No. High school exams high on LSD. Come on, you guys did your fair share of LSD back in Roanoke High there, boys.
Did it. I'm currently on it. We are working hard.
That's why you're so chatty Kathy.
Maybe I'm chatty because I'm the host of a radio show. What the fuck else are we supposed to do?
So you moved out of the Lake of Hell in your basement?
No, I'm presently sitting in it, and I'm suffering. And it's all I can do not to sniffle like I'm Raleigh Sakers. Do you understand? I am in hell. No. It's, what's that? Dude, what the fuck is going on? This is making me feel insane.
Yeah, she's sounding like Sue Basco, like some kind of robot over here.
Oh, yeah, Sue Basco.
That's how the aliens do it. They have this robotic kind of lo-fi connection because they're out there light year away, maybe.
So this is an alien that has come to Earth and they're fucking with our internet and just kind of going to our classes, too, about our chemistry classes?
Yeah, and learning how to make, various different drugs. Like, you know, if you take a couple chemistry classes, you don't have to make that.
The fuck kind of a radio show?
Soda bottle math. Wouldn't it
be a ripoff of like Candy's old alien radio show or something?
Oh, the old alien radio show.
Yeah, Coast to Coast AM.
Is Vince still alive?
Yeah.
Is Vince still alive or?
I don't know. What's going on with. I think he still does something.
Let me look him up right now. This is a great
time
right
to check in on Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
It's a good opportunity to.
He sold it to Apple.
How do I just. It's a good opportunity to mention that Terry Davis is dead. Actually confirmed dead. The Temple OS creator, Terry Davis, is dead.
Okay.
And that's the last Terry Davis update we'll do, I think. But
okay, add it to the list of names. Okay, go on.
He was a troubled individual, and he created an operating system for God, and then it's a real operating system. I watched a video of somebody doing it. I'll never fuck with it, and it was a complete operating system. He even made games and stuff on it.
I want you to bring up vinceinthebay.com right now.
Vinceinthebay.com was a website.
So you can grab my IP.
No, this is... Vince will grab your IP, but you can see...
Let me fire up the tour here in the VPN.
Let's look at Vince.
He's been interviewing a series of hackers, and these are probably... These podcasts look like they are interesting. There are photos here with all kinds of little...
I still prefer his drunken call to the FBI at Christmas time. That was my favorite Vince in the Bay show.
Let's look here.
There's no Vince in the Bay on Wikipedia.
Wikipedia? Oh, really? Well, there's other places.
I'm on SETI.org. I'll see if I can find something about Vince in the Bay.
Oh, here we go. He's talking about sports as usual. Doesn't even like hockey.
I feel like since the subject of the show became Vince in the Bay, it really sucks now.
Okay, but yeah, it does. Why are we talking about Vince in the Bay? Jamie would be so upset.
Triangular UFO spotted in Mexico could be proof of alien life, according to researchers.
Okay, when was the last...
And this was just... yesterday.
What? Triangular or asteroid?
Dude, why are you controlling the internet?
No, just conversation. I couldn't control me. I can barely find the Windows 10 on button. Not that I ever use Windows 10.
So you don't even know how you're doing it. That's how basic it is for them to control the internet.
I get a finger. I move it up and down. The screen moves. That's all I know.
So to operate human internet, the alien does a diddling motion with her middle finger, like she's fucking herself.
Why did you even know I'm a female? How do you even know I'm a female? Like, I don't know.
Well, you do kind of have like a sick quality to your voice that could be attributed to a man. So it was inappropriate of me to address your gender or to gender you at all.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought this aliens. Was the internet. Nobody's supposed to have any gender. If we do, we're all 14-year-old girls.
Aliens are so advanced.
That's how that is.
Mean girls.
They're so advanced that they're 14-year-old girls, which is, ironically enough, the proponent of advancement, Christopher Nemelka. He loved 14-year-old girls. He thought they were awesome.
He's another bald pussy lover.
He would have contact with the extraterrestrials, and he claims to. And he says that the pussy is really good.
I don't know. Kelgor sent me a link to a video once, and I was lost after 3 minutes, and I just gave up, and I thought, oh my god, this is even 20 times worse than Commander X.
Christopher Nemelka is like Commander X in a lot of ways. Like the way he grapples with Anonymous.
Well, he really doesn't stick to it like Commander X, though.
No, he let go.
Commander X has gripped to that thing through thick and thin. He'll never let go.
He grips it like he's a star of a glory hole feature.
You could say, one thing you can say is, listen, I'll do the dishes as soon as Commander X leaves Anonymous, right?
Yeah. Those dishes will stink and rot. Commander X can neglect some shit just as well as he can chase it down.
Oh, you mean like not having a shower and stealing the shower head? Okay.
Right, see, those are two extremes. He went from not having a shower to having his own shower head. He's fucking sick.
Good times. Listen, that photo, I could have sold that to... besides the Internet Chronicle, which I did.
Charles Dance would have loved that photo.
What, half of Bitcoin for that photo? What's that other...
I'm telling Charles Dance right now that you have that photo and it's on sale.
You guys need to see this. This is incredible. Commander X is going through a breakup right now.
He's heartbroken.
He tweeted 9 hours ago.
He's launched a GoFundMe.
What's his handle?
Commander X Anon. I wish I could stop loving you. I have tried to forget you even exist. Scrunched my eyes shut around the tears and tried to wish away the pain. I've screamed for hours at the empty walls about how I'd never forgive you. But of course I would. In 2 seconds, I will always love you. And then underneath it, there's this meme of a little boy sitting on a lake or something. Sometimes I don't know if the tears I cry are for you or for myself, because I must now live without you. Two things I do know. I love you and I miss you.
There's somebody out there for everybody. I know maybe his Fed ended his Fed handler ended their relationship.
Messaging me after 10 days of silence and then saying you're backing off for good? That's just cold and cruel. What are you so scared of? You can't complain about being alone and refuse to talk. You can't hide and be in despair because you can't be found. Email me. Email me. Do it right now. Then we'll actually talk voice and video. No more stupid messages. If things are as bad as you say, what have you got to lose?
What have you got to lose?
If things are as bad as you say, what have you got to lose?
What have you got to lose?
Your misery is pointless. I'm already yours.
But whatever happened to the SoundCloud you did of his book?
Did he, like...
He never said anything about it. And nothing came of it. People just liked it, and that was that.
It's still there? Where's the link? How come you never put the link back up again?
We don't communicate with the listeners that way. We don't put out links and stuff. You guys can go fuck yourself.
What are you talking? Listen, you're
understand
always
me.
Trying to.
Do you understand me? We will never communicate with the listeners. They're disgusting people. No, they're cool. They're cool people. Some of them.
Listen, we're just bored.
Some of them are not. Some of them will hunt you like a fucking, like, game. And they call yourself their fans or whatever.
Some fan.
They say they're your fans.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Stalker.
And then they stalk. They creep and they crawl.
And they slink and they slide into
the baby dick, the baby dick guy, the baby dick stalker.
It's the Internet
baby
Chronicle.
Dick
baby dick stalker.
Ian Watkins. Ian Watkins like babies.
The Lost Prophets.
Yeah, there was and then there were some people that posted comments on the Chronicle that we had to take down.
Oh yeah, we had a real bad trouble with that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was the
other hand.
Those creeps would come on there and write about this woman.
Yeah, they had one woman they wanted to talk
about every day.
They cornered her.
They were like gang stalking her.
Yeah. No, we wouldn't allow that. Not on our site.
And we
take that to Google.
We cut you down.
Fine with that. Just go on Twitter, go on Google, Facebook, YouTube. Right. They don't moderate shit. You can do whatever you want. We
can do whatever we want.
Yeah, well, shit for brains, we're on that. Fucking asshole.
Shit for brains. Yeah, let's bring that up. Let's go into what else could we possibly bring up that totally failed? Tyler Bass, let's bring that up. What road do you want to take us down? I think I've heard about enough from this fucking internet invading alien scum.
Yeah. Oh no. Well, we have another alien on the line.
No, but we're losing the connection and everything. It's fucking.
Oh, remember when I told you I'd call it your chest?
It's fucking not work. All right. That was fun. Heard from the fucking
caller. You're gone.
Yeah.
It just hung up on cold like that.
The alien callers are pouring in. We'll come back to them later.
All
right. Fucking Commander X, though. He came up. What? Jesus Christ. Here we go again.
And this is our thing. We got another caller on the line, huh?
Yeah, let's see who this is.
Oh my God, you have the shittiest radio.
Oh my God.
It's
like,
true.
Really bad.
Yeah, we seem to be having some. Why is it our shitty radio and not you calling in from voice over IP on like a public Wi-Fi? Why is it our shitty?
I don't know. I'm old school. Like, I have actually a phone.
Yeah, that's how I am too.
You don't
advanced.
Have a phone?
I haven't advanced to the stage of a smartphone.
Bill doesn't have a phone.
I just have a mirror phone.
You probably still have a flip phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, you have, like, house phones. Do you have, like, a dial rotary phone?
No, we don't have any copper wires running in here.
Nothing.
Okay, I'm sure you have some old folks.
Nothing you can take over.
Who are on party lines. I'm sure people are on party lines out there.
You want to take over their party lines, too? Is that it?
Hey, they were fun. My mom was on a party line back in the early 90s still. I used to go listen on that shit.
We're talking to
Aliens. Right. Area 51.
Well, listen, no, Area 51 is fake. The real story is the nuclear installations where the aliens come and turn our nukes on and off. Just to show that they can, and our fighter pilots who see them fly up to them, zap them, you know, fuck with their with their jets just to show that they, you can't touch these aliens. And they get on the internet and they do the same thing. They get on there and troll us and fuck around and, take people's money and they spend it on stuff so just for fun. They're just horrible.
I'm sorry. I would really believe aliens would use Bitcoins.
They're mining. Listen, they're using our shit to mine Bitcoins.
They can break any encryption instantly. They can look right through it. They don't need to mine Bitcoins. Get this. Satoshi Nakamoto is
an alien.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Duh.
Right.
Good for him.
And he's sitting on billions.
That's why nobody ever figured out who he was.
Yeah.
He's a strong man.
Assange is an alien too.
You think so? That's a good theory.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I think he is. I think
you know, if he is an alien, he's controlled by them, 100%.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I could see that.
I'm sorry, I disagree with Double Jake. Reptiles are just another code word for Jews, so I don't like that. Yeah.
Well, there could be reptile type aliens, but I'm not on that David Icke train either. They're the ones with the big eyes and the oval heads.
Grays.
I'm pretty sure they're grays. They could be, there could be multiple aliens. They could be made of water. Who knows? They could be anything. You don't know. I think that they're not even traveling from another star, that they live in the crust of the Earth, and that they're like, you know those little worms that stick up, and they're something like that, those little tube worms.
And they act like a virus.
Bacteria. They could be bacteria.
I just think we're an experiment in a petri dish.
Oh, obviously. Well, you know that I believe the exact opposite of the ancient aliens. We are not their experiment. What would the opposite be of the ancient alien? Yeah, they didn't make us build stuff and do whatever. They've been fucking with us and taking us down, but only since we built nukes. And they saw that big flash of the Manhattan Project going off.
I want some.
Yeah, as soon as that we popped off the first nuke on Earth, the aliens saw. They saw that shit. And they zoomed in on us.
Is this like a music break finally?
Yeah.
No, we're just listening to Bill talk about these aliens. He's describing the aliens.
Oh, I thought there was going to be like a musical interlude, like the old days.
Continue.
It was just a little background music to, dirty up the recording.
It was a nice story Bill was telling. And now I...
So you guys are the only bro dude, nerdy... I don't know, you guys aren't any of those.
What?
Basically, no. You're the only people putting out any quality radio right now.
You're goddamn right.
Or any radio, for that matter, I think. There's that Spreaker... There's that Spreaker Anon crap. Please hold my hair while I puke.
Oh, Spreaker, huh? Who's doing that?
I don't know. You know, Akon in the UK. Akon.
She says.
Yeah, remember that's the longest troll you guys have ever had, right? Most common.
It was large. It was definitely the biggest, strongest spike.
Yeah.
And they do a podcast. Yeah.
They do a great cover of Chronicle.su Radio. Nobody does it quite like nobody puts the hate down like we do here at the
end. Yeah, but nobody's been calling in. Nobody's called in like the old days when you guys were on BTR. That was the fun thing about BTR.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were just talking
We were trying to recreate that by spamming the phone number on Twitter, but it really
doesn't work.
Well, it worked enough.
It worked in the past.
Back before we could get our. with our show going. We kind of teased this guy and told him he would talk to QAnon, and he thought he was going to talk to QAnon. And
he's like, oh, man. Like, have you
had... I haven't had time to listen to other episodes, except I started listening to When You Met Garrett.
Oh, yeah, that's a good story, right? Tell us what you think of that one.
I only got 15 minutes in, and then I had to go. I mean, it's a movie. I will, trust me. It sounds like you all play video games together now, which...
Me and Barry?
I know, Barry Brown. Politics can't change their colors. I don't know what you think.
You know, Barrett Brown's politics seem reformed. They seem sane, and like I could follow them. However,
he's
still sticking to the pursuance.
Okay, his politics may seem sane, but if he fucked his cousin, whether he raped her or any beat up Jenna, I don't know what to think. I really don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, he's
care.
A raper now. I forgot about that.
I'm not sure what to think. I don't know. I
Barrett
wasn't there. There are three sides to the story. Like,
Barrett got me too.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Like, just keep trolling, okay? Just keep trolling the fuck out of people like you always have. That's why I appreciate you guys.
Oh, secret to the story. We are the aliens. That's the surprise ending to
so
the
show.
So
you play video games with Barrett?
No. No, he's not good enough to hang.
Oh,
we'd have to kick him out.
But it is true what Wild Bill says. The big reveal of tonight's episode is that at the Chronicle.su, where we take truth seriously, we
oh,
actually
like
well, yeah, we crush
oh,
bastards.
Yeah, that's fine. Scientific evidence. Yeah, okay.
Look, we take what we do so seriously that untruths at Chronicle.su are punishable by mutilation or death. And this is true. And this has happened. Sadly, Chronicle.su is not of this earth. After crash landing in an asteroid, December 30th, 1976, the alien husks of Chronicle editors rapidly adapted to Earth climates and bacterial flora. They are able to survive naturally in the wild and reproduce freely, even when people are trying to interrupt them on the phone. Here at Chronicle.su, we take a liberal stance on drug abuse and theft of intellectual, but you know, but yeah, it happens. We're the aliens.
Is this a new introduction or about us?
This is this is
off.
The big reveal. I mean, the look. Yeah. Yes.
Which part did it kill
aliens have invaded the internet. This is true. But we are the aliens. And we're totally fucking with your shit right now. At the Internet Chronicle.
Not really.
We're trolling you. No, but not really.
We're
no.
Kind of taking a break from trolling at the moment. We'll be back soon. Right now, we're just busy on our alien drugs spreading to our maximum masses.
Yeah. See, what you don't see is when you see articles, you need to, you know, readjust your thinking and remember that what you're not seeing is us delivering Terramax to people face to face. On the ground.
Yeah, well, weed's legal where I am, so fuck it.
So you're not getting the full effect because you don't have legal drug or agents in your neighborhood
yet.
Oh, no,
I still buy my shit.
Yeah.
Illegal.
Yeah. Because it's so much fucking cooler that way, right? It's
well,
so fucking cool.
Nobody sells legal hash.
No, you probably can't get legal hash anywhere, right? When hash is the shit and everybody knows it.
That's right, because you Americans can't get it.
Hash is so fucking good, dude. Why doesn't everybody have hash?
Because you live in Trump's America.
Oh, I'll find hash. I'll find hash, by golly. I'll go out there and I'll show 'em. I'm gonna go find Hash tomorrow.
You go jump the border.
Yeah, to Colorado, California, Washington, Oregon.
Jump the border down to Pennsylvania, Connecticut. At the at Radio Hate, we take a liberal stance on border jumping.
What was that hurricane you just went through, Bill? How's that
affect
you guys?
Mm-hmm, do shit.
Oh, tell her about the other hurricane. The readers, by the time they hear this, there's going to be a major hurricane. Michael.
Oh, the one that's Category 3?
Yeah. You know, fuck the listeners, of course, but tell them what you were telling me earlier about Michael.
I didn't say anything about it. He said it's going to be another Katrina. It's heading straight for Louisiana.
And you were excited about that. You said it like it's headed straight for Louisiana. And you were like, you remember?
Katrina 2.0? What is it? I don't know.
Bill was slapping his knees. Like, this was so funny.
I was not. What is this? This is bullshit.
Bill, it was disgusting. I was like, Bill, these are people. You know?
Alright, I'm throwing my chicken patty in your face. This show's over.
This is, Bill's ending
Chick-fil-A the patty. Show.
Ending the show.
You'll have to listen to the show over again because you missed the chicken patty kind of things. Listeners will
know. How long were you guys on before it called in?
Like 2 hours. Yeah. 2 or 3 hours.
The whole song and dance.
That's the third act. That's like a Guinness World Book record for you guys.
No, it's we're
the longest. I remember back in the day, it was like a half an hour talk, maybe 32 minutes. You guys had this like whole branding down.
Well, it was forced on us by Blog Talk. It was the half hour.
Oh, no, you could go 45 minutes if you wanted to, but you never did. You guys always went 32 talks.
That's because we'd usually be talking to somebody and I just wanted to get off the fucking phone with them.
Yeah.
Nobody ever called.
Like, no, who's that guy? That fucking guy that went to the Middle East? What was his name?
Oh, the one who got blown up by a drone?
What was his fucking name?
Or the kids you called in.
There was a guy. I can't remember his fucking name. But we were like, dude, why are you going over there? Because it was like during the Arab Spring. It was maybe 2013 or something, and we were like, why would you go into that? And he's like, because there's good Christians there. You don't remember that episode, Bill?
No, I don't remember. Well, maybe I do.
He's this really famous dude now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And okay, but didn't you have two different BTR accounts, and you took down a whole bunch of ones, and you left them up?
I think so. B-Frave destroyed some on his way out, but I had those restored. They should all be up somewhere, but I have them all on a hard drive, and I've been meaning to like put them all on the site in the same format.
You should build a website.
Yeah. Well, I want to put them on the website, and I'm thinking we'll put the podcast on. It has to be on its own thing so that it's on a feed and it can go to all those fucking vultures that run podcast feeds. And then it'll really open up. The old episodes will be there in addition to the last couple seasons that we've been doing on the website. And then we age years at a time. Until we're fucking old and we're all getting sick with stuff and we're like, oh, I'm dying. You still love
me.
That's
okay, I'm going back to school so I can work with students.
You go.
So I'll help you guys out. I'll help you through your grade.
How are you going to help us with student loans and stuff? Because you've got all those student loans now.
No, my government, because I'm so poor, it gives me education for free. Remember socialism today.
I was just saying today that I don't want to talk to any poor people. And this alien called in on government housing and
typical. I mean, we are the aliens.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I don't have government housing, but I have socialist heat. Remember?
It's a socialist in heat calling on the phone at Chronicle.su.
Socialist heat.
just, you're so randy right now that you just had to call into the Internet Chronicle and show us your hate.
Listeners don't know about
it. You two were the last two men on Earth. I'd find a clip.
That's about a good time for us to say to our listeners, go fuck yourselves.
Bill has tried to end the show twice now.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up.
Before you end the show, before you end the show, put some music on.
We don't have any music picked out. I don't even have a sound bite picked out about UFOs. We don't have anything ready to go. Let's see, what do we have pulled up? I have something pulled up. I have the intro. Oh, no, here we go. All right.
Oh, God.
The Internet Chronicle is brought to you proudly by Weeble Droker and Kilgore and Raleigh Sakers and all the good old boys in Cuthbert who keep this shit running for these good old boys in up here in New York. Radio Hate is the hatinest half hour on the internet, and you guys can all get the fuck out of here and go fuck yourselves. Do something.
Yeah, fuck you too, fuckers, motherfuckers, fuck.
Do something as important with your life as we have done for you tonight.